We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. You know, sometimes I think how difficult it must be for a really, really attractive woman to go through an average day, because there are so many men who find her attractive, and they must hit on her all the time. You know, Coleman, when we talk about stories, for instance, Uber, getting an Uber or a Lyft, a really attractive woman probably shouldn't do that by herself. She should probably be with a friend, right?
Because you look at some of these
Uber drivers and Lyft drivers, and we've done stories. They really attractive women must get hit on all the time.
See, I kind of look at it the opposite way. I can understand how it could be annoying but difficult. I think it would be more difficult for an unattractive person in life than it is for an attractive person in life when you think about the perks you get for being attractive.
But
I get it gets annoying to get hit on all the time. But overall, I think an attractive woman has a better chance at life than most people.
But an unattractive woman isn't getting hit on by anybody.
Yeah, but there's other stuff that unattractive women don't get the perks of doing, like an attractive woman. For instance, an attractive woman may get off like some money off their rent just for being attractive, or get better tips at a bar just for being attractive, or have people open the door for them. There are certain perks to being an attractive woman than there is to being an unattractive person. Sometimes I think I could take over the world if you put my brain into the body of an attractive woman. Dude, I would so take over the world, because I see the preferential treatment that attractive from people just for being attractive. So I'm like, dude, if I was attractive like that, and when you put my brain inside of an attractive person, I would definitely take over the planet, because I would take advantage of all the perks you get for being attractive.
I just saw this story. It's a couple of weeks. A couple of weeks ago it happened, or so. A Louisiana police officer not only lost his job, but he got arrested for soliciting sex from a woman involved in a car crash. Yes, he was one of the first cops at the scene of a car crash. And according to the woman, he not only hit on her and solicited sex from her, but he got in trouble for trying to bribe her, too. Louisiana State Police say a lieutenant with the Winnsboro, Louisiana Police Department has been arrested on charges of abuse of office and public bribery. A 47-year-old former Winnsboro, Louisiana police lieutenant named Terrence Pleasant. That's who we're talking about here. He's in all kinds of trouble, because now the Louisiana State Police were investigating a complaint received by a driver involved in a two-vehicle crash. And then this Winsboro police lieutenant, he was Terrence Pleasant, who showed up and he was investigating the crash, and the female driver, it wasn't her fault. The crash wasn't her fault. Told the Louisiana State Police that this Winsboro cop solicited sexual favors from her and money to provide a favorable report to her insurance company, like so she wouldn't get the screws when it came to her insurance. But the cop not only said, hey, let's do sex, but yeah, you know what I could do? If you give me a few bucks, I'll take care of your insurance company too. And I'm just thinking to myself, you know, boy, an attractive woman can't even get in a car crash without getting hit on by someone.
This also seems like he's just a dirty cop. The way he came across.
Yeah, it could be.
Because it could have been anybody in a car accident. He probably would have bribed them and said, hey, you know what, if you give me some money, even if it was a dude, he probably would have said, if you give me some money, I'll make sure that the police report shows that it's not your fault. You know what I'm saying? Because the bribery thing could go either way. Now, the sexual favors, yes. That's clearly because she was an attractive woman.
Hey, if you're listening right now, I mean, look, I totally understand what Coleman's saying. And if I were a woman instead of a man, I would want to be attractive instead of, I'd rather be attractive than unattractive. But do you think life is tougher for really good looking women than it is for women that aren't? Because everywhere they go, seemingly they get hit on.
Yeah, but they also get preferential treatment. See, that balances out. Yes, it's annoying to get hit on. Chris Z says, attractive women live in fear of being sexually abused, even if it's just being stared at. Men are generally creepy. And I get that. I know that that happens. But is that the worst thing? Rich people live in fear of getting robbed. Car people who own cars live in fear of being carjacked. People who live in bad neighborhoods are afraid of burglars. Like, there's always some element of fear in any facet of life. It's different types of fear. So, yes, I can understand that women who are attractive, their fear is being sexually assaulted.
I mean, women who are really attractive should not go out alone at night. True. I mean, whether not just get into the back of an Uber mm-hmm. by themselves or a Lyft by themselves. They probably shouldn't walk down the street by themselves.
Right, and somebody who's well off and has a great job shouldn't walk away from work to their job by themselves because they might be loaded and have a lot of money. I'm just saying it's different types of fears.
Come on.
People, celebrities are in fear of having their identity stolen from hackers. Like, there's different types of fears that we all live with. Look, we're just talking about the sexual fear, but everybody
has some. Put all of that stuff on the side, Coleman, okay, that you just said. I'm just talking about a really good-looking woman getting through life, trying to get through life. Probably everywhere she goes, like that texter, Chris, just said, thank you for that text, because there are so many guys that are just, their jaws would hang to the ground and they drool when they see a really, really attractive woman.
So do you believe that a very attractive woman has a more difficult to get what they want in their life than an unattractive woman?
Not to
woman?
Get what they want. I didn't say that.
But that's what difficult is.
I just said getting through the day without getting hit on. And in some cases, I mean, look what just happened in this story I just told you about.
Yes, that could get annoying, but I don't think that makes their lives more difficult. I think an attractive woman's lives are pretty much better than most people's lives because people treat them better overall. Yes, I can see how getting hit on is annoying and it could be aggravating at times, especially if it's constantly happening. But I don't think that makes their lives that much more difficult than the average person.
If you're listening, text us. Do you think it's better or harder life? It's probably both, being a really, really good-looking woman. You can't really go anywhere by yourself, Coleman. You can't do anything by yourself.
Yeah, but if you are an attractive woman, you can hang out with a Playboy with 20 other supermodels at a hotel in Dubai. See what I mean? Or you can be on a boat with some rich snob just hanging out on a yacht if you're an attractive woman. Like, there are certain things that attractive women can get out of life just for being attractive.
And I agree with that. So does that trump the crap they have to go through without I mean, it could, should probably never be alone in public with so many guys out there that are just, look at her.
We talk about famous celebrities with no talent. You think the Kardashians would have all the TV shows if they were hideous? You think like hit Paris Hilton and all that would have like...
No. If they weren't easy on the eyes, no. Text us. I just wonder... So the positives outweigh the negatives.
In my opinion,
if you're a really, really good looking woman. I mean, all those positives outweigh the fact that they probably shouldn't go anywhere alone in public. Get into an Uber and by themselves, you know, go anywhere by themselves. The positives of them being really, really good looking outweigh that. Text us your thoughts. 504-260-9595. Please don't text while you're driving. Keep that text short. And if it's good, we'll read it coming up next on the show. Put either your first name or a nickname or something if you want any credit for the text. Because we appreciate your text here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans morning radio show. If you're just joining us, our show starts at 5:30. We're talking about something that happened recently here in Louisiana. A Winnsboro, Louisiana police lieutenant lost his job and got arrested because he was the first cop to show up at a two-car accident. And in one of the cars, a woman, it wasn't her fault, the car crash, but she reported the Winnsboro, Louisiana police officer who showed up at the crash because, according to her, she said that not only did he hit on her, that he solicited sex from her, and he also said, yeah, I could make sure that your insurance company doesn't raise your rates, because I'll say it wasn't your fault, and you know, just give me a few bucks. And so obviously he was, according to what she said, he was a bad cop, 47-year-old Terrence Pleasant, by wanting to do sex with her, trying to solicit sex for her, and then handle her insurance company as well. And it got me thinking, you know, so many of the stories we talk about, and things you read about and you see on the news, being a really attractive woman and just getting through the day without having every guy that sees you want to do sex with you, that must be tough. And I thought about it for a minute, and then Coleman brought up, well, it's better than being an unattractive woman. And you would think, yeah, he brought up many of the, some of the attractive women that you see on television. He said, would we even, you wouldn't even see them if they weren't attractive. And I said, yeah, but I mean, think about it. Being a really, really attractive woman, you're told not to leave your house by yourself. You're told not even to walk out down the street by yourself. Because there's so many creepy dudes out there that they just want to do sex. And, I mean, really attractive woman shouldn't do anything by themselves in public. They shouldn't get in. Not only they shouldn't walk down the street by themselves without friends or people with them, shouldn't get into an Uber or a Lyft car by themselves. I mean, they shouldn't go anywhere by themselves. That's just because they're really, really attractive. But I guess that's better than the alternative, being unattractive. And I asked you to text us. 504-260-9595. I wouldn't mind hearing from a really attractive woman via text. This is what you have to deal with every day. You have to deal with things that, guys don't have to deal with. And many women who don't look as attractive as you have to deal with.
Well, his first text says, I guess I'm attractive. I get hit on daily. Usually minding my business, and some dude will pull up asking me if I'm working, even at a store around the corner. It's annoying. And that's one of the things I pointed out. I can see how that can be annoying, but I don't think it's difficult. You get what I mean? You say it's more difficult to live as an attractive woman. I can see how it could be more annoying to live as an attractive woman and have people bothering you all the time.
Well, see, that last texter, she didn't leave her name, did she?
No.
She every day... She gets hit on, no matter what. You're an attractive woman, attractive young female. Everywhere you go, guys are gonna hit on you.
Right. So she knows she's validated as attractive. So if there's a guy that she likes, she knows that she has a better chance to get that guy. It's like let's say there's a guy she wants to take to the prom. As an attractive woman, you know you have a better chance because you know you're attractive. Like, you know, if I ask this guy to go to the prom, he'll say yes. And whereas an unattractive woman would be like, I want to take Josh to the prom, but he might not go for me because I'm unattractive. So yeah. There's benefits to being attractive. Now, it gets annoying.
So you're saying the good outweighs the bad. Yeah. Coleman, if you're an attractive woman in high school, you're going to be turning down many prom requests.
Right. But you can also know that whenever you want the one person to ask you, you say yes. Like, damn, all these other dudes that I don't like are asking me. But when this particular guy asks me, I'm going to say yes. And he's probably going to ask me because I am attractive.
And you said earlier that, wow, you know, attractive women unattractive women aren't going to get on television like attractive women do. But look in the wake of the Harvey Weinstein situation, what so many good-looking women had to go through. In Hollywood, you know, the casting couch, whatever the case may be, if they're really good looking and if they want to be on television on a show, if they want to be in movies, if they want to be in a movie, look at some of the crap that they have to go through. I mean,
that's part of the deal.
Could you imagine being a good looking woman and have to do sex with Harvey Weinstein or anybody that looks like that slob? I mean, could you imagine that's how you're going to get into television? That's how you're going to get into the movies? You got to do sex with slobs that look like that because they're the rich and powerful ones because they have the big jobs?
Antoine says, the positives far outweigh the negatives for attractive women. If you don't believe me, ask ugly chicks where they trade places with a pretty woman or vice versa.
Yeah, you're right, Antoine. And hey, thanks for listening and texting, Antoine.
This one says, I'm about to use my boobs as a medium for painting. I know you like boobs. Hell, you admit Mardi Gras Day is your favorite day.
I'm
bringing boobs to the cameras on Monday. Waiting on supplies.
Well, that would be called boob art, right?
Or
as they used to call it in Boston, boobot.
But imagine you have a $3,000 mechanic bill and he'll take half off just for pulling out a boob. Like, yeah, your bill is $3,000, but if you want half off, show me one of your booze, I'll charge you $1,500. You wouldn't do that.
No, I mean, when we...
I know it sucks, look, and it's bad, but...
And when I saw this story, Coleman, and I thought about talking about it on the radio show, I'm thinking to myself, boy, you know, life must be tough for a really, really good-looking woman because you're not supposed to go anywhere alone. You're not, you don't get in the back of a rideshare. Don't get in. Don't do anything alone because every guy that looks at you wants to do sex with you.
Well, let's look at it.
But still, life must be better for her than the unattractive woman.
Right.
Who,
statistically speaking, unattractive women commit suicide more than attractive women. As bad as attractive women may have it, you never hear them say, "Well, I just want to end it all because of all these guys hitting on me," as opposed to an unattractive woman that might end it all because she's always getting insulted and berated and put down.
But then I've seen that show, My 600-Pound Life, and a lot of times some of those women will say, "Well, when I was young, you know, I was sexually assaulted. I was sexually abused. That's why I wanted to gain all this weight. So I didn't want anybody looking at me wanting to do sex with me."
Steven says, it's a scary world for beautiful women, and I get that, but as scary as it is, the advantages, man.
No, it's a scary world, but I think we can finish talking about this by agreeing that, yeah, it's a scary world for a really attractive woman. They shouldn't do anything alone. They shouldn't go outside and walk down the street alone. They shouldn't. And it sucks that we have to say this. They shouldn't get in the back of an Uber or a Lyft alone. They should always be with friends. They should always be with other people. But I guess that's the price. And it sucks that's how life is for a really, really good-looking woman, but it's better than the alternative, right?
I need clarification. I wonder if this text is saying she's going to paint boobs with a hand or she's going to use her boobs and put the paint on her boobs and smush them against the canvas.
Boob art.
Boob
art.
Or
as they call it in Boston, boob art.
All right. I wonder if they got an SBA for that.
Boob art is popular.
Further investigation will have to happen.
So, I was just wondering, after I saw this story that happened to this woman that got in the car accident, and then the cop lost his job and got arrested for soliciting sex from her, but I'm just thinking to myself, man, you know, life must be really tough being a really, really good-looking woman where everywhere you go, you even get in car crashes and guys are hitting on you. Police officers are hitting on you. I mean, everywhere they go, guys want to do sex with them, but I guess it's better than the alternative.
True. We was asking about Harvey Weinstein earlier, and I was thinking to myself, you know, if Rosie O'Donnell or Roseanne Barr or Whoopi Goldberg or any of those people want to cast me for a movie, I might consider. Like if Melissa McCarthy says, "Hey, I got a role for you," but
I'm well, like, you just named a bunch of women who made it on their brains, and them being funny and them being creative.
Yeah, and if they needed me to be in a movie, but I had to do sex with them, I'll think about it. I'll consider it. I'll close my eyes.
And then on the other side of that, on television and movies, you see women who didn't make it for their rank. They made it for what they looked like, their faces and their bodies. And so I was just thinking life must be really tough. But then again, it must be. And when we talked about it earlier, Coleman, you said, well, you know, it's tough if you're rich, you're worried about getting robbed. Look, those are things that we all worry about. I'm just talking about being a really good-looking woman and getting through the day. I mean, how many times do they get hit on and they have to watch out for guys who want to do sex with them? But I guess the good outweighs the bad there, and I guess it's better than the alternative, or maybe it's not. If you're an unattractive woman, text us. You can get through the day easier than a really attractive woman. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Well, California is a beautiful state, but it's so high taxed. We're seeing, and especially in the wake of coronavirus now, we're seeing a lot of people move out of California. As a matter of fact, for the first time, according to a new report, more people are moving out of California than are moving in to California. In fact, for every one person who says hola, two say adios. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. And one of the Bills in Baton Rouge, and we've talked about it on the show before, should marijuana be legalized? Should it be legalized for recreational purposes like in a bunch of other states? That's one of the things they're talking about in this legislative session in Baton Rouge. And I saw yesterday an attractive 32-year-old blonde woman in Chalmette, in DeParish, got arrested for selling marijuana. Her name is Tiffany Holmes, and according to the St. Bernard Parish Sheriff's Office, she lives in Chalmette, and they arrested her on various drug charges following an investigation conducted by their Special Investigations Division Narcotics Unit, even though marijuana is not a narcotic. Again, an attractive 32-year-old woman was booked with possession with intent to distribute marijuana and also possession with the intent to distribute THC. That's what's in marijuana. They recovered 50 pounds of high-grade marijuana. That has an estimated street value of $175,000. They also, when they arrested her, busted her for having THC vapes. Those are basically like the e-cigarettes, Coleman, but they have their weed e-cigarettes. We've got a mutual friend of ours. He smokes those all the time. I mean, he'd be in church. And he does go to church every Sunday, but he whips that out in church. In offices, you could smoke that everywhere. It's basically like a weed e-cigarette.
You're right, but it doesn't smell like it. That's how he gets away with it. They think it's just a regular vape.
Yeah, it looks like a regular vape. And she had a bunch of those that she had on her that she was selling, and they had an estimated street value of $43,000. So you put that, the $43,000, on top of the estimated street value of all the weed she had, $175,000, living large in Chalmette.
Who's the victim of this crime?
I know.
Who's going to die?
That's the thing. Evidently, the St. Bernard Parish cops were tipped off. It says here in the report, after obtaining information that this woman, Tiffany Holmes, was involved in illegal drug activity, that's when the St. Bernard authorities, that's when they opened up their investigation. But you don't see attractive, good-looking 32-year-old women with this much weed and this much THC on them. Evidently, she also had a little bit of crack cocaine on her. And agents also seized more than $4,300 in cash.
Man.
Yeah, and again, you usually don't see women who look like this. I mean, your mugshot is one of the worst days of your life, but she still looks pretty in her...
Well, it's 2021, John. Women are breaking a glass ceiling. You know, they're doing things. They're out there making moves. It's not like it used to be.
Well,
America's great.
Yeah, again, you don't see this. And an unrelated drug bust story. An 82-year-old man was just arrested for having 11 pounds of cocaine in his apartment while he was on house arrest. This wasn't locally, like in St. Bernard Parish. This was this 82-year-old guy named Pete Hall played 1 year in the NFL in 1961. He was arrested over this past weekend and accused of trying to sell 5 kilos, or 11 pounds of cocaine from his apartment while on house arrest. It's an 82-year-old guy trying to sell 11 pounds of coke. And his new and he's tried selling that out of his New York City apartment. You don't see that very often. Just like here locally, you don't see attractive 32-year-old blonde women selling so much weed and selling so many THC vapes. You don't see 82-year-old guys trying to sell 11 pounds of cocaine.
You know what they did that guy? He was already on house arrest, but you know what they did? They let him stay home because of the pandemic. So even though he got busted, he's on extra house arrest now because of the pandemic. So he's just doing what he's been doing.
He's 82 and he had 11 pounds of cocaine in his apartment.
Didn't he play for the NFL? Wasn't he a former NFL
player? 1 year he played for the New York Giants back in 1961.
I'm sorry, this is too funny not to say. This text says, somebody take John out and get him laid so he can shut up about attractive women.
Well, we were talking, if you're just joining us, that texter is talking about what we were talking about earlier in the show when we started the show this morning, talking about how it must not be that easy being a really attractive woman when everywhere you go, guys are trying to hit on you. And we were talking about it, and that was earlier in the show. Well, thanks, text. But yeah, on top of this woman in St. Bernard Parish, you had the 82-year-old dude getting busted for trying to sell 11 pounds of cocaine. He had that on him in his apartment in New York. My God. Hey, and we put up a very funny video on our website, bayou957.com, a retired canine dog, a retired dog that used to sniff out drugs, I guess cocaine. Because even though the dog's retired, the video's pretty good. It's only a 7-second video of his new owner, the person who adopted him after he retired from being a cop dog. He says, cocaine! And boy, the dog could tell. You could tell what he did for a living. Go check out that video. It's really funny. It's only 7 seconds on our website, bayou957.com. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans Morning Radio Show. And the legislative session is going on right now in Baton Rouge. That's where all of our state reps and our state senators go to Baton Rouge, and they try to give you a reason why you voted for them. And one bill, and we've talked about a few of them on our radio show. You've got a bills that would make recreational marijuana legal here in the state of Louisiana. We're all for that. Join a bunch of other states. You just think of the tax revenue. Much like last year when they passed a bill to make sports betting legal here in Louisiana. We saw that. They still haven't gotten it together, though, yet. We haven't been able to go into Harrah's Casino here in New Orleans and legally bet on sports yet. They're in the process of getting that together. I mean, you can do that in Mississippi, and you can do that in other states as well, and they're making lots of money. And you know, our schools and our infrastructure, our roads, our bridges, all of that, we could use cash for all of that stuff here in Louisiana. Once they get that going, even though they did make it legal last year, they haven't gotten it going yet, legally betting on sports games here in Louisiana. So you put that together with legalizing marijuana for recreational purposes. We talked about a bill that a female state representative from New Orleans has in Baton Rouge this legislative session to decriminalize prostitution. To make sex work, prostitution legal here in Louisiana, and we're for all three of those things on this show, because we believe in personal freedom and personal responsibility. That's how we are here on this show. But here's another bill that's in the legislative session this go around. should the national anthem be required to be played before sporting events at taxpayer-funded stadiums and arenas here in Louisiana? Should that be law? Because we've heard from the owner of the Dallas Mavericks basketball team, Mark Cuban, he said he didn't want to continue to play the national anthem before Dallas Mavericks games. And as soon as he said that and it made big news, all of a sudden he started playing the national anthem again before Dallas Mavericks games. Hell, the head basketball coach of the New Orleans Pelicans here, Stan Van Gundy, said he doesn't know why the national anthem is played before every Pelicans game. He doesn't understand why it's played. He says, why isn't it played then before every movie you go to? And before everything you go to, why isn't that song played? To which I ask him, with Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram, why aren't you winning more games than you are, Stan Van Gundy? The first year of him as a head coach for the New Orleans Pelicans has been a failure. I mean, you got Zion Williamson, you got Brandon Ingram. They need better guard play. They need better guards. That's why the Pelicans aren't winning. But getting back to the question, should it be law, Coleman? Should it be a law that the national anthem is required to be played before sporting events at taxpayer-funded stadiums and arenas here in the state of Louisiana?
No. I think it should be up to the person putting on whatever the event is to decide whether or not it should play the national anthem. I don't think it should be government mandated.
But when it comes to the national anthem, Coleman, before football games in the Superdome, before basketball games in the Smoothie King Center, and all sporting events, they have been played for a long... That song has been performed and played for a long, long, long time.
But was it mandated by the government to do it?
No.
Exactly. So I'm okay with it being played. I'm not okay with it being governmentally mandated for it to be played.
Well, look, and as libertarians politically, which both Coleman and I are, again, that means more personal freedom, more personal responsibility, and less government intrusion in our lives. That's why we're all for, hey, legalize marijuana for recreational purposes. Legalize prostitution, sex work for women, because that's real. That's a real deal. And if you're talking about consenting adults, why not? Again, less government intrusion in our lives. But should the national anthem in this bill, Senate Republican leader Sharon Hewitt is the one who has proposed this particular bill. And when you look at the history of the national anthem being played at sporting events, I mean, you could look back to the Civil War where it was played at a baseball game way back in 1862. It got a big boost during World War I in 1918 during that World Series when the national anthem was played. And then it became popularized during sporting events during World War II and around the time of World War II.
So basically it was a phase. It was just they played the national anthem because they felt like it was a cool thing to do. And I'm okay with that. But making it a bill and making it required, like required tradition, I'm all the way against that. And the dumbest thing about the bill is that if you don't play it at a sporting event, there's no consequences.
There is no consequences.
So what's the point?
If this bill passes in Baton Rouge here in Louisiana, it would make it law to be played the national anthem before games in taxpayer-funded stadiums and arenas. And they want it in all other places as well. They would say you have to do it, but if they don't do it, there's no penalty.
So what's the point of passing a law if there's no consequences for the law you're passing? Now you're just wasting paper. Now you're just wasting time. You're wasting space. And that's the most insulting thing about the whole bill. Like, you want this bill to pass, but even if the bill passes and they don't follow the bill, nothing's going to happen to the people that doesn't follow the bill. So what's even the point?
Yeah,
just to show your patriotism?
I don't get that. Look, and I like the song, and I do believe, and she's doing this, by the way. The Republican leader here in the state of Louisiana, Sharon Hewitt, she's doing this to honor veterans and to remind people that we live in the greatest country in the world. That's what she said, and I agree with her. We do live in the greatest country in the world. But when you look at what happened last year, in the last couple of years in the NFL, the whole Drew Brees situation where he said that he wasn't going to disrespect the flag when they asked him about it, and then when many of his black teammates on the Saints said, dude, shut up, you don't know what we're talking about, it has nothing to do with respecting the flag, and then he apologized for saying that, and then a lot of people who liked him for saying it stopped liking him for saying, look, I'm not black, I don't know what my teammates are going through, and if they're taking a knee during the national anthem, well, that's up to them. And
yeah, but think about what she's saying. She's saying she's doing this to honor the veterans. Now, I was never in any war, and I'm not a vet, but isn't it the thing that vets fight for freedoms, more freedoms? But by making something mandated by law, that's kind of like saying, look, we want you to have the freedom to do whatever, but at the same time, we're making you play the national anthem. I don't think vets would be okay with it. I'm not really sure. I don't think true veterans would agree with mandating the national anthem and making a government mandate. It's kind of like a dictatorship.
Well, most veterans have always said, Coleman, they don't agree with burning the American flag, but they would fight for your right to do that.
Right.
Here's the national anthem being played before games. If you're listening right now, text us. Should this be law? And if it is law, why the hell aren't there any repercussions? Why aren't there any penalties in this bill where if the song, the national anthem, wasn't played before a sporting event in a taxpayer-funded stadium or arena here in Louisiana? There's no law. Sure, it's law. Play it. That's what the bill says. But there's no penalty in this bill if the song isn't played before sporting events in Louisiana taxpayer-funded stadiums and arenas. Look, I love the song, and I love hearing it before the games, but there's a bunch of people that think over the last couple of years, we shouldn't be playing this song before all sports games. Text us. What do you think? Our number is 504-260-9595. Please do not text while you're driving. Keep it short. If it's good, we'll read it coming up next on the show. Should this bill be passed? Should it be a law? I don't know if it should be a law, but I like hearing the song before football games and basketball games and stadiums and arenas. What do you think about this? This is one of the many bills that is being proposed to be a law in Baton Rouge this legislative session. We'd like to hear your text here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. So we're excited, and a lot of Batman fans are excited, that Michael Keaton is back playing Batman in the new movie coming out, The Flash. And I know Michael Keaton is getting older, but there's no truth to the rumor that Robin, the Boy Wonder, is going to be played by Anthony Hopkins. Sure, I think Michael Keaton will be able to handle the role just fine on his own. Look forward to that movie, the new Batman movie, The Flash, coming out. And coming up next, your texts, some very interesting ones, on that bill we were talking about that's being talked about in Baton Rouge. Should the national anthem, should it be law that the national anthem is played before every sporting event, before every sports game in taxpayer-funded stadiums and arenas here in the state of Louisiana? Your text, some of them, like I said, very interesting. Those are next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show, New Orleans Morning Radio Show. If you're just joining us, we were talking about one of the bills that they're talking about in Baton Rouge. This is the time of the year where all of our state reps and our state senators go up there and they try to come up with laws and such. And we enjoy talking about, because there's been some interesting ones this year, whether it's legalizing marijuana for recreational use, which we're all for, or decriminalizing prostitution, making that legal, sex work legal for women, and a female, a woman state representative from here in New Orleans has that bill. Well, we're all for that one, too. There's a bill we were talking about this morning that would require the national anthem to be played before sporting events at taxpayer-funded stadiums and arenas like the Superdome and the Smoothie King Center. And that bill, State Senate Republican leader Sharon Hewitt has that bill. She says she has it because she wants to honor veterans and remind people that we live in the greatest country in the world. And I agree with her on that. But should it be law that the national anthem is played before sporting events at taxpayer-funded stadiums and arenas in Louisiana? And in this bill, if it becomes law, if the national anthem isn't played, there's no penalty. I don't understand that. Why make a law if there's not going to be a penalty if you break that law? And look, I love the song, and I love going to sporting events, and I love hearing the song before sporting events. But we saw what happened, starting with Colin Kaepernick, with players kneeling during the national anthem. We saw what happened with Drew Brees last year when he did an interview and said he would never disrespect the flag by kneeling. And then he took all kinds of heat from his black teammates. And then Drew Brees apologized for what he said. And he angered a lot of people by apologizing for saying that he wouldn't disrespect the flag by kneeling. We see the owner of the Dallas Mavericks basketball team, Mark Cuban. He stopped playing the song for a little while in Dallas before Mavericks games. And then when that news went national, took a lot of heat, and now they're playing that song again before Mavericks games in Dallas. And I told you, the Pelicans coach, who has failed this year by not winning enough, when you've got Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram, they're not winning because their guard play is horrible. They need better guards. But Stan Van Gundy said he doesn't understand why that national anthem song is played before every basketball game. He says it's not played before the movie you go see in the movie theater and other places. So I'm asking you, I asked you to text us your thoughts.
This first, Jeff says, what all military serve and fight for is rule of law and freedom. If a law is passed by duly elected representatives, that's what we serve to defend and fight. A law to play it or not to play the national anthem, or to burn the flag or not, if passed or not, is not a dictatorship, because it's a law passed by our duly elected officials. So even if they pass the law to make it official that they have to play the national anthem, they are duty bound to defend that law because that's what they sign up for.
And I had mentioned, if you're just joining us, that there are a lot of veterans that don't agree with burning the American flag, but they will fight for your right to do that.
Jeff says, this other Jeff says, we have too many laws that are unenforced currently on the books.
You're right about that, Jeff.
Captain Bosco says, if anything, owners should make it mandatory to stand during national anthem.
It's not mandatory to stand. Even though they play the song, Coleman, you and I went to a Pelicans game not that long ago, and the person sitting right next to me did not stand up during the national anthem.
Yeah, you wanted to tell him something. Like, dude, let the dude sit down. This is right. Why not?
Yeah.
Roy says, I'm a U.S. veteran, and I do not believe in government mandates, not even to sing the national anthem or play it.
Roy, thank you for your service, and thank you for your text.
All right. Ray Marrero says the national anthem is sang because it unites people. Think, when you hear the song, there's no black or white, there's no man or woman. We're all one, black and gold. But it shouldn't be law.
All right, and that's Ray and Marrero. I used to work with a Ray Romero. He did traffic, but Ray Marrero.
All right. Mike says, I'm a veteran who was in during 9/11, and I think the national anthem law is jacked up. And there was a good text. Where'd it go?
What does that mean?
What?
He thinks the national anthem.
He thinks it's jacked up.
If
it was to pass and making it mandatory. All right. As a veteran, I like hearing the national anthem played before events. However, I enjoy freedom to choose.
Yeah, I mean, if you're American, shouldn't and play the song and then stand up if you want. If you don't look, the national anthem again. It became really big during World War II. But it was really played during a baseball game during World War I. But it was during World War II when it started becoming played before every baseball game in the United States of America to support our troops who were fighting in World War II. And that was a long, long time ago. And that tradition has kept going, even though there are some people who
I'll try to squeeze this last one in there. Forced patriotism ends in authoritarian autocracy. See every dictator in the world ever. And that's how I come across. If you mandate patriotism, if you force patriotism on people, that's authoritarianism. Sort of like North Korea. You know, they are forced to act like they have patriotism for their country.
It's not voluntary. Sure, it's all fake. Yeah. No, and I love the song. I love sports. I love going to games. I love hearing the song before the games I go to. But should it be a law?
I don't think it
should
be.
See, I love freedom too. We are the greatest country in the world, and I love the freedom of hearing the song and then standing up for it if I want to and putting my right hand over my heart, which is what I do when I hear it.
Yeah, but nobody forces you to, and that's the beauty of it. You do it because you want to.
Yeah, look, we appreciate the text, and so many military men texted us saying they love the song too. But they don't think it should be law. Very interesting text. We appreciate it always when you text the radio show, no matter what we're talking about. Coming up next, wait till you hear what a major corporation just did for a local New Orleans resident. And they made a mistake, too. We'll explain coming up next. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. New Orleans morning radio show. Yesterday, our governor, John Taco Bell Edwards, had a press conference, and he's ending the mask mandate. He's joining states that have already done so right near us. Mississippi, Texas, they've all ended their mask mandates a while ago. But yesterday, our governor had a press conference where he said, basically he's echoing what the CDC said federally. The CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, they said Americans now can go outside and not wear a mask. They said that.
Oh, the CDC said that?
Yeah, the CDC.
So they basically said what Florida's been doing the entire time? Just do that?
Yeah, the CDC called and said, as long as we're not in large groups, not in stadiums or arenas or around a lot of people, we can go outside without a mask.
Oh, so it's still not at Florida level yet where you can just do whatever the hell.
Yeah, the CDC said that. And then so after the CDC said that, Louisiana Governor John Taco Bell Edwards said that yesterday. And it's up to each parish. And Jefferson Parish and St. Tammany Parish, St. Bernard Parish, St. John the Baptist Parish, they all agreed. Although New Orleans, Orleans Parish, not quite yet, because our tax cheat of a mayor. Is saying we're still lagging a little bit behind the rest of the state when it comes to our personal freedoms and battling the coronavirus. So I thought that was interesting because, I mean, although we still have to wear masks inside everywhere we go, outside we're allowed to take the mask off if we're not around a lot of people. And I got to be honest with you, I walk all over the place all the time, and I haven't worn a mask when I walk outside ever, to be honest with you. If I'm by myself or with a friend or with you, Coleman, or with a significant other or whatever the case may be, if I'm outside, I've never worn a mask. We have to wear masks to go inside buildings here in New Orleans. We have to wear masks to go inside restaurants, where as soon as we get to our table, we then can take them off. And that never made much sense to me. So I have to wear a mask to walk in the door and to walk 10 feet or 15 feet to my table, but then I can take the mask off?
To be honest, I completely forgot that you were supposed to wear your mask outside. I just now thought about it, like, yeah.
I never really thought about it.
I thought it only was for insides, being
that's
indoors.
That's how I always have been.
So I didn't even know. Oops. I'm a hardcore criminal over here.
Well, that's the latest on that. As the light at the end of the tunnel is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I saw this story. I got a kick out of it. And we mentioned this the other day on the show, Coleman. Told you someone hacked into Miller Lite Beer's company's website. The company that owns Miller Lite Beer. That's the Molson Coors Beverage Company. Someone hacked into their website and screwed things up for them. And you haven't been able to get 12-ounce Miller Lite cans here in New Orleans and a lot of other places because of that hack. And I know you're a beer snob, Coleman, and I know there are beer snobs that are listening. Oh, that stuff tastes like piss. And I always wondered, well, how do you know it tastes like urine? But anyways, and Coleman, you only drink Yingling.
And occasional Lagunitas.
And you'll do that. But they're trying to make that right and get 12-ounce cans of Miller Lite back into availability here in New Orleans and other places around the country. Well, there's one local artist who's not a beer snob, and I was reading about him. His name is Lance Vargas, and he loves Miller Lite 12-ounce cans so much. Not only is that all he drinks, Coleman, but don't try giving him a Miller Lite bottle. He won't drink it. Don't try giving him a Miller Lite 16-ounce can. He won't drink it. Don't give him one of the really large cans of Miller Lite. No, he only drinks 12-ounce Miller Lite cans.
That's totally a beer snob. If he only drinks Miller Lite out of cans, he's more of a beer snob than me. At least I drink two beers. He only drinks one beer, and in a certain way, he is totally a beer snob.
He says it's the only brew that is perfectly compatible with New Orleans climate and culture for him. And again, don't give them the bigger Miller Lite can or the Miller Lite bottle. It has to be a 12-ounce can. And then while he's doing his art, while he can drink one after another, after another, after another, after another. And he says for him, it's perfect. And he loved it so much, and it got back to Miller Lite. And or the company that owns Miller Lite, Molson Coors. And when they found out about it, Coleman, they delivered four free cases of Miller Lite 12-ounce cans to him. But they made a mistake. They delivered it to his ex-wife's house. I guess he was still on record as living with. Good thing he gets along with his ex-wife, and she gets along with him, because he just ran over there. When she let him know that they delivered the four free cases, and he was going to leave her a few beers for being nice, but it was raining, and he had to get in and out of his car quickly, and so he just grabbed the four free cases and he forgot to leave his ex-wife.
Oopsie.
A couple of those. He forgot to do that.
But he has so much, he could come get it later. This is a good story on two levels. One, that this guy was recognized and he gets free beer. But two, that Miller Lite had that hacker situation situated to where they can deliver this guy beer. Because there was a shortage of Miller Lite beer.
There still is.
So how the hell did this guy get the free ones already if the hack is still going on?
They wanted to take care of a good customer. And so he took the four cases. And the other day, he called all of his friends, or a bunch of them. He said, come over to my place. He's right near the French Quarter. We're living in the French Quarter. And he said, we're gonna drink the free Miller Lite beer. And that's what they did.
I'll be honest with you. If Yuengling gave me four free cases of beer, I would not tell anybody. I wouldn't tell a soul. It would just be mine and mine's alone.
So does that mean you have a drinking problem?
No, it means
you're antisocial.
I am antisocial, but it's just I don't like sharing stuff.
Well, this New Orleans artist, and again, his name is Lance Vargas. He's a great customer of 12-ounce Miller Lite cans of beer, and he shared them with, I'm not that good in math, but that's almost 100 cans of beer. He shared them with his friends the other day on a beautiful Sunday afternoon.
I think I should mention that I really love Yuengling. Hint, I really, really love Yuengling.
Yeah, and you're part of a radio show. And Lance Vargas, the artist here in New Orleans, isn't even part of a radio show.
You know, I do these shows called Day Drinking with Coleman twice a week, Wednesdays and Saturdays, and I usually drink Yuengling. I drink a lot of Yuengling on these day drinking shows that's all on social media and Facebook.
Hint.
Yuengling. Hint, Yuengling.
Hint, wink, wink. You got one of those day drinking with Coleman videos coming up today after the
today,
show.
Yeah, today. Around 2:45 p.m. I'll be day drinking, hump day drinking, the international version. And Saturday I'll be doing day drinking around 1 o'clock, 1:15.
So, yeah, you've always done that on Saturday on our Facebook page, the Bayou 95.7 Facebook page. But now you've added Wednesdays.
Yep, today.
To your Saturday day drinking, videos.
You hear that, Yuengling? I mean.
And I believe Yuengling, I think where that's brewed.
It's America's oldest brewery.
In Pennsylvania, I believe that is America's oldest brewery. Yuengling. So you're trying to get that while this New Orleans artist just got himself four cases of 12-ounce Miller Lite cans dropped off at his ex-wife's place. But good that they still get along because he got all the beer anyways. And he shared it with friends this past Sunday hanging outside in New Orleans. Beer. Coming up, I got the dumbest thing I read all morning. We still got other things we got to get to as well. Hang out with us. A lot to do on the show this morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou957.com. We've got a great video that we put up on our website, Bayou957.com. It's a retired canine dog. And he was trained very, very well. And the video is only 7 seconds long. And you could see the owner of the dog who just adopted this dog from the police force he was on. He wanted to see if the dog still knew about drugs. You got to check out the video. It's awesome. Like I said, it's only 7 seconds long. The retired canine police dog, his reaction to the word cocaine. It's a great video. Check it out. We put it up on our website. It's there now at Bayou957.com. Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning, and a Florida woman is involved, and free lap dances were involved as well. Stay tuned. That's next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. John Osterlin hanging with you. And it's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. It was going to be how singer Justin Bieber has been accused of cultural appropriation because he has a new hairstyle, and that hairstyle is dreadlocks. And evidently, white people aren't supposed to wear dreadlocks for hairstyles. That's called cultural appropriation. And there's a bunch of people calling him out on that. Coleman, you're a black guy. Are you offended when if you see a white person wearing dreadlocks?
No. I don't care what people do with it. I don't care that much.
I got to be honest with you. I'm more offended by Justin Bieber's music than I am of his dreadlocks. But evidently, he did this back in 2016, 5 years ago. He had dreadlocks and people ripped them. But then I guess he went away from it for 5 years. And now he came back and he's got dreadlocks again. And people are calling him out. They're saying, dude, you can't be having your hair like that. Get rid of the dreadlocks.
I guess that means if I go learn martial arts like karate or jiu-jitsu, am I appropriating Asian culture? All that stuff's stupid.
Yeah. So, but that was going to be the dumbest thing I read all morning. Justin Bieber accused of cultural appropriation because he has dreadlocks now for hair. But it got beaten out when I saw this story. Drunk Florida woman arrested after she offered strangers lap dances. And I've got her picture and this story on our website at bayou957.com. It's that under the dumbest thing I read all morning, because this is the dumbest thing I read all morning. This past weekend, a drunk Florida woman was arrested for offering lap dances to strangers and asking police officers if they wanted to bang on the sidewalk. 28-year-old Olivia Taylor Washek got arrested on Saturday night, this past Saturday night. She was stumbling on the sidewalk and attempting to give random citizens lap dances outside of a bar on Central Avenue in St. Petersburg, Florida. When officers discovered she was highly intoxicated, they called a fire rescue team. However, she was not evaluated because she threatened to punch paramedics if they touched her. That's interesting. So other strangers, she's just offering free lap dances to because she's drunk. Yet once the cops and the paramedics showed up, she was going to punch anybody who touched her.
That's the uniform, John. Something about that uniform.
And like I said, I've got one of her pictures where she's standing on the beach. She in a bikini. Again, it's on our website, bayou957.com.
I was going to ask, like, who snitched and told the police that this drunk woman was giving out free lap dance? Because that's usually something that nobody was snitching about. And I thought maybe another woman got jealous and saw this hot woman giving out lap dances. But no, her mistake was she approached the police herself while she was drunk.
The story goes she was stumbling drunk outside the bar.
Right.
Walking, stumbling down the street, just asking random strangers if they wanted lap dances.
So far, so good. I'm all with that.
I do not know how the police...
Oh, all right.
It does not say here who called them, if they just happened to be standing around near there. But when officers discovered she was highly intoxicated, that's when they called the fire rescue team. So I don't know how the cops were contacted, how they ended up being right next to her. But you're right. I mean, you got some drunk, attractive woman who's offering free lap dances outside of a bar. Why would the police even get involved? According to the police report, the officers offered to walk her to her nearby apartment. So they offered to walk her home, or they offered to call someone to pick her up. But she continued to yell profanities at police officers and bystanders. She continued to ask the officers if they wanted to bang on the sidewalk.
You know, it's funny.
And then she also asked the officers if they were going to shoot her. And she was drunk.
Okay, so You have to listen to the podcast, Bayou957.com. I'll put it up right after the show. We started the show talking about a cop that solicited sex to a woman because she was attractive, and you were talking about how hard it is for a woman to be attractive, especially in this day and age, because men can be creeps.
Yeah, now, everywhere they go, men look at them and they want to do sex with them. Now, it must be tough being an attractive woman.
The cop ended up losing his job, going to jail.
Yes.
Here's the flip side. Here's a hot woman offering lap dances and offering cops, hey, you want to bang on the sidewalk? And they took her ass to jail. See, so even though she was attractive in this particular instance, it kind of didn't work in her benefit. She went to jail. She was trying to give it away, and the cops were like, no. So she should have offered the lap dance to that original cop that got arrested, Mrs. Plaisant Terrence. So imagine if the drunk woman came out and offered to bang on the sidewalk with the dirty cop. It probably would have been a match made in heaven.
I guess you could say our show came full circle today.
There you go.
Well, by the way, if you only listen like now, we start at 5:30. We talk about all kinds of different things. As soon as our show's over, we put the podcast of the show on our website, Bayou957.com. It's a quick listen. Check it out. See what you missed if you're only listening for a certain part of the morning. Anyways, this drunk Florida woman was eventually arrested for disorderly intoxication and released on her own recognizance. She is currently competing with other women to be on the cover of Maxim magazine, according to her Instagram. And that's where I got one of her pictures, the one on the beach in the bikini where she's standing there that we put on our website. So
let's see if this helps or this hurts. I think giving out free lap dances might stop her or prevent her Maxim cover.
Being a drunken skank doesn't help.
It depends. We'll see what happens. To me, I would put her on the front page just for that. Bam, there you go. But this is Maxim magazine. We live in a different type of culture. But I do have to say, she was given plenty of opportunities to make it right. They offered to bring her home. You know, they offered to get her checked out. Had it been you and I, we'd have went to jail immediately.
Yeah,
they wouldn't
right.
have gave us no options. They wouldn't have gave us a walk home. Or
And they say it's a man's world. Anyways, the drunk Florida woman who was arrested for offering strangers lap dances, that's the dumbest thing I read all morning. And you could see that story and her picture in the bikini on the beach looking good on our website right now at Bayou957.com.